The Meta got a lot of things wrong. Meta needs to look at how
what its about the algorithms. White House?
No, I heard what you said. I mean, obviously you're asking me that for because of the political environment. But if you want to talk about who got people got things wrong, Meta got a lot of things wrong. It's good they apologized for it. There's more that they've done wrong. And, we're holding them accountable in the courtroom to try to get them to answer for all of the things that they've done that they should not have done, including manipulating their algorithms that have led kids to do and be involved in a lot of things that are extremely dangerous and unhealthy. So did the White House get it wrong? Meta got it wrong. And I'm glad at least he has the decency to apologize for some of the things that he got wrong.
I don't want to get too off track here, but this is the Minnesota AG Keith Ellison, a super liberal, progressive attorney general out of Minnesota. He's talking about how social media has pressured kids to do things that are dangerous and wrong, as if the Democrat Party isn't like the leading entity trying to normalize things that could be dramatically, permanently harmful to children in America. That's not the point that I wanted to make, but he said that and it made me mad that he's like, oh, this politically, I can try to frame this social media censorship that we have heard here in this letter that comes from Mark Zuckerberg. This is really a huge, huge story, part of which has come to light because of the attorney general of the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey's participation in a lawsuit. Zuckerberg wrote a letter to Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Committee on the Judiciary, and said, I appreciate the committee's interest in content moderation on online platforms. He goes on to say there's a lot of talk right now around how the United States government interacts with companies like Meta. And I want to be clear about our positions. Our platforms are for everyone. We're about promoting free speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As a part of this, we regularly hear from governments around the world and others with various concerns about public discourse and public safety. In 2021, senior officials from the Biden administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured our teams for months to censor certain COVID-19 content, including humor and satire, and expressed a lot of frustration with our teams when we didn't agree. Ultimately, it was our decision whether or not to take down content, and we own our decisions, including COVID-19 related changes we made to our enforcement in the wake of this pressure. I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it. I also think that we made some choices that, with the benefit of hindsight and new information, we wouldn't make today. Like I said to our teams at the time, I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again. This is Mark Zuckerberg in his own words in a letter to Jim Jordan, who is the chairman of the judiciary. There's more to that letter. I have retweeted it online. I will retweet it again right now. So if you want to read it for yourself, you can check it from at Annie Fry Show on X. I am flabbergasted by the about face from Zuckerberg here. I've heard pundits suggest that Zuckerberg feels a Trump win coming and is trying to clear the runway for whatever that means for him, should Donald Trump win the presidency. But they're clearly saying here that the government pressured social media platforms to determine what you were and were not allowed to say. That's egregious. That is a huge, huge problem. Good on Mark Zuckerberg for coming out and saying it, but where you been? I guess the about face on acknowledging the wrongness of it is something. It's better than nothing. Happy to see it. But I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I'm probably the biggest Facebook user in here, and I don't post a lot, but I do keep up with people. Actually keep up with like groups more now than even people, because because I feel like Facebook is a shell of what it used to be. That's our poll for today. In the wake of this Zuckerberg letter that came out earlier this week, have you ever been censored on social media? And I'll go first on this show. Yes, we have been. It was totally unfair. It was on YouTube. I've been censored on Facebook too via the show, specifically the New York Post article. I have been censored for sharing things that Fox News, I often will just share stories, or at least I used to share stories directly from Fox News, news reports from Fox. And I got censored from those. And I got so disenchanted with Facebook. Our Facebook page used to be a rock and hopping place. And we used to stream there all the time. And we don't do that anymore because Facebook basically put us in a corner and was like, you stay there. Nobody's interested in you anymore. They didn't send our stuff out to anybody. It didn't get distributed. We didn't get any interaction on it. And it just dramatically changed. And I don't have the specifics to prove it, but I'm pretty sure that we said the wrong things at the wrong time and we got blackballed somewhere in the back of the algorithm and they just said the Andy Frye show doesn't need to be seen by people. And then of course we've had YouTube strikes multiple times, which brings me to you, Ryan.
Thank you. Yeah, that is one of the main spots where I have been censored was on your behalf. I think it was when you were on maternity and I was filling in, and I think I got either one or two, maybe even three. I don't remember how many strikes I got.
I think that we've gotten five strikes or so as a show. We've had two strikes at one time once. And I think four of those five strikes have involved you.
Really? Well, that's a little bit of a badge. I'll wear that. But I don't
think that if we went back and listened to any of the stuff that you said then, that if we did it now, that it would be a problem.
No, not at all. One of them I remember in particular is that I just played clips from the wrong doctor.
Yeah.
According to them.
Yes.
And obviously, that's the point of me playing it, is that, look, if you're going to censor me online, I'm going to play it on the radio because there is dissent here in the medical community. They banned it.
And I mean, in addition to all of that, we didn't ever change one word that we said on this show because YouTube was going to do something about it. Our first and foremost priority for the Annie Frye Show is a radio show on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. We are the legacy home for conservative talk in St. Louis, and people trust us, and they should, because we speak for ourselves. Nobody tells us what to say, and we have been censored for it, but we didn't stop doing it, which is why we, especially Ryan, kept getting strikes.
Here we go again. I did feel bad because it wasn't my page.
Yeah, but...
But it's, you know, we're doing the show.
We didn't fire you.
Thank you.
Well, I tried, but Steve wouldn't do it.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Gosh, I love that guy.
Just kidding. I've never tried to fire you. What about your personal stuff?
Yeah, I was shadow banned on Twitter after the 2020 election because I asked questions that they would not allow. I posted stuff about COVID that they wouldn't allow, and they never like outwardly said, you can't do this, but my follower count just stopped in 2021.
That happened to a lot of conservatives.
Didn't go up again until Elon Musk bought it.
Well, Brad, we'll get your response to this as well when we come back. And also interested in what other folks have to say. Got a lot of comments here from TJ, Jackie, Erica, Frank, Betsy, Kurt, Anthony, Lauren, G-Wibs, Robert, Christopher. And you're just the ones that were highlighted here so far. Keep them coming. Have you been censored unfairly? Or I want to hear from you people who deserved it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. Oh, 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 oh.